With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Joining us here on Radio Row, running back for your Green Bay Packers, our good friend Jamal Williams. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, I think we had something to do with you being drafted into Green Bay since you were on our program.
Oh, yeah.
And hanging out with us, and I got the wink and the nod from some people that said, yeah, you might want to talk to this guy. And then, lo and behold, you're drafted by the Packers. How you been?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
I'm doing well. So I want to talk because the season was weird. Mm-hmm. For the first eight games, it was kind of the trifecta. You know, you miss a couple of games with Aaron in the beginning, and then they're squeezing in Ty, and they're running you. And then, you know, Ty gets let go, and then they're running Aaron and you. And then Aaron goes down with an injury. And it was like every time something happened, the running game stayed pretty stable when you and Aaron had the ball. Mm-hmm. And then towards the end of the season, everybody's wondering, how many carries can you make, you know? And lo and behold, you took over. I mean, did you feel pretty good the way the season ended, at least personally for you and the way you carry the football?
Yeah. I just be ready anytime. I'm ready all the time, honestly. I was ready, like, first game. But, you know, in the last three games, I just felt like, you know, it was just my time to go ahead and show what I can do and show them, you know, I could be a starter and make big plays and help my team win.
How is it? Because you and Aaron both sat in the seat, you know, hung out. I mean, I think it was back-to-back interviews, as a matter of fact, back in when we were in, what was that, San Francisco? A couple of years ago? Was it San Francisco or Houston?
Houston.
Houston?
Yeah.
A couple
of them? Yeah. It was in Houston.
So you guys come back-to-back. We're sitting there talking. Mm. And now you guys on the same team. But is it kind of like one encourages the other? I mean, you don't feel a competition to run the ball between the two because you know you're going to get your carries.
Yeah, it's a positive competition. You know, it's we friends more than anything, and we've been together since the thing started, you know.
Right.
So we already know how the things are, and we just trying to help each other, you know, when it's our time. If somebody make a mistake, we know we can talk to each other and be like, hey, this is what I seen on there, and however you felt on it, you know, this is what I've seen. So just to help you, you know, be better. And then when we do something good, we just take it from each other and put it in our game when we can.
There seemed to be a level of frustration in the offense this year. I mean, we could clearly see it on Aaron's face, and we don't know what the specifics were. But talk about how frustrating it was to get that thing moving.
Man, it's just, you know, I feel like because we go into practice, we working hard, doing everything we can to just be ready for the games and everything. And then when we go out there, it don't, you know, be the same as it was in practice. It just it irritates you and gets you frustrated. But at the same time, you know, you just got to do the best you can to make sure that you're good for your teammates and let them know that being positive, let's just keep working hard because this is a long season. It's always a long season in the football. And you just got to just keep playing for each other. And hopefully one day it just clicks.
Talking with Jamal Williams, running back for the Green Bay Packers. It's interesting because we hear, obviously, there was a coaching change. Coach Mike leaves. You got a new one coming in eventually. So, you know, Aaron, some guys have said, well, you know, plays, calls, changes in a huddle, things like that. How does that work? You know, like the play comes in and Aaron says, okay, this is, I see a different personnel package or whatever. Talk a little bit about that, how things can change within a huddle.
Shoot. You get the play, quarterback can, you know, say that play, or if they have the authority or, like, the power to do anything, they could change their play if they want to. And then once you go up to the line, it's all up to the quarterback of how what he sees out there. You know, if he sees something in the defense that he want to exploit, he could change something, give a receiver a different route or something like that, and then try to exploit it from there. But most of the time, then when the quarterback or the coach give us our play, he could run it, you know. So it's all just the opportunities and, you know, the so many things that could happen and before the snap, you know, that the quarterback has to go through and what he sees.
I'm going to ask you something. Did this year a lot of people looked at the expression of Aaron? Frustration, kind of some of the faces, looking to the sky, you know. Did Aaron seem frustrated in the huddle to you? I mean, because we see something outside, and I've kind of seen this before, where at times you look frustrated, okay, whatever. But in the huddle, he can be a completely different person.
Oh, you
just
gotta be.
Talk a little bit about, you know, what happens. Not necessarily government secrets here, but just kind of how that goes.
Shoot, sometimes I be feeling like I'm looking normal and people be saying I look mean and all the time. I think it's just my natural face.
Yeah.
But really, I think it's, in the huddle, he always showing, telling us, you know, let's go, let's be ready, let's, you know, inspiration. Nothing to make us feel bad or negative, nothing. Just get us ready for the game and ready to go. Because at the end of the day, it's not just him. It's all of us that got to play with him, you know what I mean? And he got to play with us too. So it's just a team game. You know, we got to make it more – just make sure that all of us are in it, and we ain't got to make sure that Aaron know he ain't got to do it all by himself, and he got us here to help him.
You got a coach coming in that likes to run the ball. He's a guy that likes to have run first. That's going to set up Aaron in the pass. When you heard – and now have you had a chance to talk to the new coach?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm about to, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now when you heard that he's hired and – you kind of look a little bit at the history and say the guy likes to run the ball. Make you smile a little bit?
Oh, of course. Yeah? Look at anything that's in. He in there got top 10 rushing in it. Oh, yeah, I'm in it. I'm with everything. I'm with it all.
Yeah. The argument is that if you hand the ball off, you're taking the ball out of the guy that could be the possible MVP. Then again, it's not going through your mind while you're running the ball, but if you can pick up 3.5-4 yards a carry, your passing game becomes that much better. Does that kind of thing, you look at your average, you look at your numbers in that way and look at it and say, this is what I need to do to make sure that Aaron or the pass game is better? Or is it just, hey, I got to go get mine, and you know, if I do my job, everybody else is going to be successful as well?
Somewhat, but you know, like the main like a side goal for me is always get four plus yards on a carry. Every time, just to let them know, you know, every time you give me the ball, you're going to have 4 yards, and then you can go on from there. But I think it's just for just running the ball, you just got to take your opportunities when it comes, because everybody knows it's a passing league. But you're going to need to run to set up the pass, you know, because if defenses know that all you're going to pass, they're going to put them linemen up, pull their ears back, and just tell them to go after the quarterback. So if you can't, you know, keep a defense honest with the run game too, then it makes things a little bit harder.
How hard is it when you've got the change on the right side of the line? Because you changed out Brian Bulaga, you changed out your guards, you had kind of a mix and match over on the right side of the line. Does that make it tougher running back because you know where you're supposed to be, but guys block differently?
Yeah, guys block differently, but at the same time, we practice with each other so much that I feel we should just get a chemistry going and everything. And then when a new dude come in here, you know, more than likely, you just want to make sure that he's comfortable and that he know we here to help him, make sure that we want him to succeed. So every time a new lineman came in, I made sure they just know that I'm here for him. I'm here to block for you, help you wherever the way, and let's go run the ball. Let's go win some games.
Talking to Jamal Williams, running back for the Green Bay Packers. So when you leave and there's the exit meetings, what'd they tell you?
So keep doing your thing, block hard.
Yeah.
I'm my worst critic ever, but I'm still working on route running, one-on-ones, getting off the line, releases, especially if I'm like in the slot or when they motion us outside to the one. So I'm really just trying to work on more hesitations, more steps, get myself open. And because I know I can catch the ball, I can run the ball, block. So I think more for me is just route running and just getting more comfortable with it.
Sitting there watching film, what's the difference between you and Aaron?
I said Aaron's a little slippy speed one. As soon as he get the ball, he gone. Zoom!
Yeah.
You know, so it's a little different. And then me, I feel mine's, I get in a rhythm, you know. I'm more of a pounder, and once I got you worrying about me pounding, then I'm going to run past you and get you stiff arms and everything. Like, I like to wear it down. Aaron get physical. He get physical too. That's why I be trying to get him turned for that one for sure.
Do you guys kind of have competition about who can run who over, that type of thing?
We just know what we good at. Like, he know that, you know, I like being physical. I like blocking. I like running over somebody and doing all that. So if he runs somebody over a block, so he look at me and give me one of these, I be like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Or if I do anything elusive, like, shoot, a spin or a stiff arm or, you know, a little jukey juke, then he give me one of those too. So it's just really just a give and take from us, really just having fun with it and, you know, just trying to do our best.
Did you guys feel at the end of the season you were starting to hit some kind of a rhythm offensively?
Yeah, I felt like we were. I felt like we was done with the playoffs. Since we wasn't making playoffs, we were just free and just trying to let loose and just have fun and trying to put on a great show. And I think once, you know, I mean, you want to make the playoffs. We ready for the playoffs. We want to make it to the playoffs. Like, we ready for focus and all of that. But it's just – we just got to finish. You know, we got to finish. We got to make plays. Special teams, we got to do better on special teams for sure just to help ourselves because we be in a lot of games, and then once special teams or what we do on special teams happen – you know, the game could be over from there.
Yeah. You, well, I mean, if you look at your season, you're maybe, what, 5-6 plays away from flipping the script and actually being in a postseason.
Yeah.
So do you guys don't feel like you're far away or feel like just too many things went wrong that you got to correct or that you have the people to turn it around?
I feel we have the people. And, I mean, and it's a fresh start now, whole clear coaches. But I feel us as the players, we already know that we can make it. We can make it to the playoffs and make it to the Super Bowl just off of – last year, but just certain plays. But we know all we got to do is just play our game, you know, and then do better on special teams. Special teams, I feel, for us is as long as we do better on special teams, make some plays, some turnovers, something, you know, just give them negative plays on special teams, we'll be fine.
Jamal, you the man.
Appreciate it.
You stopping by. Hopefully you have a terrific day on Radio Row. You got some sleep last night.
A little bit.
What do you got going the rest of the weekend?
This is my mom. This is my third time being here, but this is my mom's first time. So
okay.
I probably make sure she have fun and, you know, do what she want to do.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.